Time now for music. This is the theme song to the HBO show How to Make It in America.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
It's a song by the soul singer and rapper Allo Black, which hit the mainstream thanks to the show's music supervisor, Scott Venner. Venner got his start on the hit show Entourage, a series which he began with Jay-Z and 5 years later ended with Led Zeppelin. And while Venner may have turned to the rock classics catalog for his Entourage season finale, it's not usually where he finds his music.
I would say primarily a lot of the music that I'm finding is sort of like what is bubbling on the internet. And I feel like I'm finding it first because of the job that I have, but the people really online deserve the credit because I see them talking about it and then I sort of bring it from there to the next medium.
So they're kind of like your test tube for the music.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have to have a certain amount of taste to decide which ones are going to make it, but it's almost like watching trends.
Well, let's talk about the last scene of the pilot for Entourage, where all four main characters are kind of figuring out where they fit in. Let's take a listen.
Hello?
Hello, Eric.
Hey, Ari.
I'd like to talk to Vince.
Yeah? He'd like you to talk to me.
Okay, player, tell him Colin Farrell took Matterhorn.
What'd he say?
Colin Farrell's doing Matterhorn.
I hope you know what you're doing, pizza boy.
Lucifer's on up for morning. I'm gonna chase you out of Earth. Lucifer, Lucifer's on up for morning.
From the murder capital.
So you picked that song, Jay-Z's Lucifer, which, I mean, seems like an obvious choice. Now, once you hear it, it seems perfect for that scene. You told the show's creator, Doug Ellen, to use this song, but it wasn't even the original pick for the pilot.
No, it definitely wasn't the original pick. Basically, what had happened was Doug had sold the show to HBO, and he had already finished it, and he wanted me to come to his house and watch the pilot. And he just wanted me to see what he had done, what I thought about it. And while I was sitting there, he's like, why aren't you laughing? And I'm like, well, I'm not laughing because the music's so bad, I can't even pay attention to the jokes. Later on, he's like, well, if you have any better choices for music, send them to me. And one day we were sitting in my car, or actually his car, he was dropping me off at my house. And I was like, what about this song? And then I played him Jay-Z Lucifer, and he was like, oh my God, that's it. That's the one we have to end on.
So you change your attitude, for they ask you what happened to this holy war. I wet y'all all with the holy water, spray from the heckler, catch order, medic or the static, shall cease to exist like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six, spread love to all of my dead.
Do you think that the music can shape or even alter people's perceptions of what they're watching?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Like, you can make it feel old and stodgy.
You can make it feel older. You can make it feel cooler. You can make it feel sad. Like, as a joke, when we get stuck, me and the music editor, we would sit there and there'll be a scene where it's like it's a comedic scene, and then we'll send like a dramatic song just to see how it plays. And you can turn like what's supposed to be a really funny scene into feeling sad just by changing the music, you know. And you learn so much by that.
Now, normally you pick rather obscure music, and in an Entourage, a lot of it is hip hop. But in the series finale, I mean, you ended with a classic. You know, as the credits rolled, we heard Led Zeppelin's Going to California.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
We can even change the mood of this interview. What made you pick this song?
Well, it's funny. I mean, that particular song, I knew I wanted to use it as the last song ever 3 years ago.
3 years before the show ended, you knew you wanted to end the show on this song?
Yep. That, like, you know, everyone makes the big deal about the final song ever, and I wanted to find one song that I felt could top all the other songs. And I would put that song as being in my top five favorite songs of all time.
We're talking with Scott Benner, and he's a music supervisor for some of HBO's original programs. You also choose all the music for this other HBO show, How to Make It in America, which in this show follows two young 20-somethings as they try to make it big in New York City's fashion scene. One of my favorite scenes in this past season of How to Make It in America involved the character of Cam, and he's just gotten this break, and he's sold some of his T-shirts. And he's finally got some money in his pocket, and he decides to buy a good stove for his apartment. And the episode ends with him pushing the stove through the streets of New York City with this huge smile on his face. And then we start to hear Bobby Womack's 110th Street.
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight.
Being down so long. So why this song?
Well, I thought it was a not-on-the-nose way of making you feel like he's surviving, you know? He's making it. And obviously, you know, the Bobby Womack lyrics are about pimps and hustlers and prostitutes and, you know, what's going on in Harlem. And he was, you know, he was surviving. I don't know, just the tone of it. That's like where the lyrics probably weren't as direct telling you the story, but the emotion was there.
Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You bet. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street.
In How to Make It in America, you also made a hit out of Theophilus London's song, I Stand Alone.
The journey starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, swept away the known. And no, I'll run this town to be near you. And no gray skies ever turn blue.
I don't want to go out there and say that I particularly made this song a hit. Like, I always say this to people, is that it's a lot easier to recognize a hit than it is to make one. And very few of them come around.
You used this song in the trailer before the album was even released.
Right. And so he and I developed a relationship through Twitter to the fact where he trusted me enough to send me his music before it was out. And he sent me like five of his songs that were coming out on his album. And that's how I chose Stand Alone. I was like, this is the song.
When you were growing up, were you the kid who was always listening to really unusual music? Or would we have found, you know, Britney Spears and NSYNC in your CD player?
No, you would not have found Britney Spears and NSYNC in there. Although, we definitely listened to it. You know, it's weird. I think when I'm placing music, mostly at the end credits, what I'm thinking in my head is, I have 10 friends who I know love music, and if I can stump 5 out of those 10, then I won. You know, like, or if I can make them say, oh my God, I remember that, then I won.
That's Scott Venner. He's the music supervisor for How to Make It in America, which airs its season finale tonight on HBO. Scott, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
It's the skill and the confidence, the will and the dominance. The deeper you get, the more the reaper is prominent. Well, up Sam, knock on the door. I tell him that I'm headed for the dock on the shore. Sailing away, how you coming with? Just pack for the stay, cause I'm finna get hit. The war don't end, there's nothing left to fight. And I'm sure you have it tonight, that I stand alone.
The journey starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, I swept away the known. No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue. I stand alone.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode tonight. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.